What's up, guys? It's the Audio Development Journal number blah. Fill that in later. This one's going to be about making TSN references redundant, for lack of a better word, versus making blocks redundant and the conceptual difference between the two. And clarifying that, well, probably a better title, more concise than what I just said, but that's what it's going to be about. Also, just a quick note, someone pointed out in the TSN Dragon's Den, which was a fair point, as far as already replacing social media, there is one small aspect that is very clunky and behind there. Well, it's all very clunky, but the fair point was... the notifications is still lacking and way behind, and that's true. You know, it's kind of as of now, you gotta just be following. If you're following someone, you'll see that they reference one of your TSN references, or if you really have to, you can just ping them with an email, worst case, which is not such a big deal, but definitely much more clunky than you know, the convenience of social media. But that's always going to be a thing with convenience versus you know, decentralization and all that BS. And eventually, so that's going to be totally solved with the client, once the client is built out. You know, there'll be better notification system, or it could be possibly done with some kind of API, or sort of with a P2P method between servers. But so it's like, yeah, you know, that's the rub there, guy. Notifications are you're on your own for that one. So you know, with time, right? So let's get into the topic du jour here, the redundancy of TSN references versus your TSN blocks, two distinctly different things, and this is important. So as we mentioned in the last one, basically, your blocks make your tamper-evident historical record of all your content. And you start off by backing up your own data, your own blockchain. And over time, given, you know, it's recognized by the marketplace of people and ideas as valuable, your content that is, in the form of blocks, they will become more widespread and redundant. And how does that happen? That happens through the process of issuing your clout and others mining for your clout by making your blocks redundant, which they can then, if they so please, use for your Cloutreon, amongst other things. Again, advertising could play into that, and, you know, your Cloud Super Chat, and, but, so, and I just wanted to reemphasize these first 8 tips. You don't need mining and Cloud. Maybe you think all that's some scammy bullshit, and you just want to do social media without the social media giants. So you can still create your own historical record and these TSN references without all that. So that's the point of having, well, one of the points of having these layers. So you have this first core layer here that we've established. And so all those critics who, if you think the Cloud aspect is bullshit, then just do your own blockchain without making your blocks redundant. But then eventually you'll realize why that's essential. So anyway, your blocks are your record of your content and proof of it, but nonetheless, it is not the content itself. Except in the case of dimes, it literally is, because the message is stored within your blocks. But say you're doing trips or audio or anything else, or documents for like, for instance, these tips, once they're finalized, are going to be PDF documents which are signed. So the document itself is not in your block. The trip is not in your block, but a hash of it is in your block. So the data is, there's the record of your data and your block, but it's not, or your content, I should say, which is data, but it's not the content itself in the case of, say, a trip, for instance. So your blocks are your historical record of your content, but not the content itself. So these are two distinctly concepts. Making your blocks and your, in turn, your historical record redundant, and then making TSN references individually redundant, which is the distinctly different concept of server feeds. So say you made a really important trip that you want to ensure stands the test of time, the trip itself, not the hash of the trip, which is stored in your historical record, you might be willing to pay the fee of a server feed, of a popular server feed, to get your TSN reference made redundant on their server feed. And so that's kind of big concept. You know, of course, you could always embed data in the actual Bitcoin blockchain, but that has a huge, huge cost. And especially with something like a video file, it's not going to happen. So this is the in-between ground, and it's also... I think this is just huge. If you want to make a specific TSN reference redundant, you pay the server feed fee to have it posted there. And then they are, since they are a TSN account with their own block publishing server and content, they are storing that content as well as the record to it in their blockchain. So that's kind of huge. Now, there may be another model where if you're a popular account on the TSN, there may be the reverse of that, where either they're just putting it up because they want advertising on their thing and it's beneficial to them, or they're even willing to pay you to put it up in your cloud. Now, that we're going to see how that works out, but there is a flow, and whether it's from you to them or them to you, or it balances out, it exists. Over time, the market will figure that out. So I'm not going to drone on over this one, but it is an important distinction, which I may not have made clear. Blocks are made redundant through clout mining. And, you know, there could be specific servers which are dedicated to mining right now. Like we spoke about in a different one, it's like Bitcoin. In the beginning, there was, you know, servers that ran a node, that mined, that were wallets, that were everything. But that could get separated out. But nonetheless, blocks are made redundant through clout mining. TSN references, which are individual pieces of content, are made redundant through server feeds. So, big discrepancy there. Hope that makes sense. Probably droning on now, so I think we'll wrap it up there. Peace.